Thank you, guys.
$23,243, water bill. This is number eight.
Thank you for having me.
Boy, please, would you identify yourself?
Sergeant John Iamazzo, IOMMAZZO, issuing authority, Waterbury Police Department.
Your statement, sir?
The appellant was initially denied over the omission of a domestic violence conviction, as well as suitability based off that conviction.
So would you like to make a brief statement at this point?
Yes, those understand that everything has been demolished. I took Catholic charity counseling for that domestic, and I raised my kids on my own after that.
Okay.
The appellant did provide documentation from the court showing that there were cases that were disposed. This case has not been disposed. As of this morning, it still resides on his criminal history check. Was an arrest from the Skimmy Months of Action Act D. December 11th. 2005, and the case disposition was a guilty conviction for misdemeanor disorderly conduct involving family violence. So that guilty conviction still sits on his record. 90 days jail, 90 days suspended sentence, 1 year probation. So that domestic still sits there.
I never spent 90 days.
Not yet, sir.
No, what he said is...
Sorry about that.
I'll explain what he said. He said you were sentenced to 90 days, but 90 days suspended, so you didn't spend any time.
No time.
But your sentence was actually 90 days suspended.
Okay.
And you would have been subject to that should you reoffend. That would be... I think that's the answer.
That being said, in the application, the appellant indicated under the appropriate section... no to when he'd been, that he'd never been arrested, and also no if he'd ever been convicted under the laws of this state, federal laws, or laws of any jurisdiction. So he indicated no on both of those questions. So that was the basis of the omission. And obviously, domestic violence still sits there as a suitability issue.
Do you have questions for the chief? Oh, I'm sorry, the sergeant.
Well, I mean, the only person that will be asking the question probably would be the judge, because during that domestic, I was...
Okay, the judge isn't here, so it's your turn to ask the sergeant questions if you have questions.
But anyway, the domestic, there was a Catholic charity services that...
A question.
No. You'll be telling us that, but do you have questions about what he has said?
Oh, what you have said. I went off to ask that question. Sorry.
Okay. Questions from the board?
Do you have any details of the nature and circumstances
that
resulted in that disorderly conduct conviction?
So on December 11th, 2005, the appellant responded to his ex-wife's home. They engaged in a disagreement about the discipline that the mother had applied to the daughter, the common child. At which point, the female victim stated to the police that the appellant had stated, "quote You better watch your fucking back," and quote, "You're gonna regret what you did." The victim also stated that the appellant, that the appellant's yelling, threatening remarks, and angry swearing, made for made her fear for her safety. There was also a witness on scene who also stated that the appellant's remarks and behaviors caused her to fear for her safety. And the female victim also stated that there was a history between herself and the appellant of domestic violence and prior arrests for violation of protective orders. And those are still on the record as well. So he was subsequently placed under arrest, charged with disorderly conduct, family violence, and subsequently found guilty.
Do you have proof there no. that I was arrested?
Yes.
Oh, it's not your turn now, it's my turn.
Wow.
Are there other arrests?
There was a prior arrest. The reference in this report to the violation of protective order did occur on April 29th of 05. And from that arrest, there were protective orders in place, subsequent arrest when the appellant violated them. So those arrests are in the appellant's packet of disposed of charges. But this arrest is still maintained. This was
anything since 2005?
There's been nothing else since 2005.
So if he ran a record today, which you did, he just got one conviction of disorderly conduct in 2005 for the domestic,
correct,
as you described.
Correct. But under the Lomberg Amendment, it is a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence, so it holds.
It is, but Lomberg has a lot more requirements, and
correct,
I would need the court to say that.
Correct. I understand that, but I mean...
I know.
You know, I mean, I know we've had discussions, but I mean, in this instance, it's the threat of bodily harm. So, I mean, it does fit the definition. It's still on his record. I do also understand...
Are you arguing that he is statutorily described... disqualified because of a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence, or are you doing suitability?
What's that? What was the last
one? Or is this a suitability case?
It is the omission of this arrest, which he left off,
mm-hmm,
and the suitability based off of the this arrest.
But not that he is statutorily
correct,
disqualified. Okay.
Correct.
Thank you.
Because I know there's these whole time frame issues, but he is still within the 20-year time frame.
21.
Okay, thank you.
Question? Yes.
Yeah, forgive me, I didn't bring my complete file with me on this, but I know you said that he did not list the conviction in the application.
Correct.
But there's also something I wrote in my notes here that said that it was a non-disclosable nolle.
I
put that in
accurate
quotes, that's why I wonder if that's contained in the record.
Paperwork? Or?
Sorry.
That's all. Conduct,
yeah,
90 days.
Right.
That's a conviction.
Right.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Right.
He does have other arrests, as you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This will show.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So right. But that's the only one that remains on the record.
I apologize for
that's
my confusion.
Okay. Other questions from the board?
Just for clarity, the denial is based on the omission of the arrest from 05 and suitability from that time frame.
Well, it's the omission of the conviction.
Yeah.
The omission of the conviction of domestic violence, and then suitability for this history of, again, by the appellant's own omission, there was a period of time with the female victim where there was several incidents. And I will concede, and I see has the paperwork, which is accurate. All those other cases were disposed of and are obviously I'm not going to disclose them, but that bigger picture along with this conviction shows the suitability within this time frame.
Have you guys had any contact with the appellant?
No.
Since 2005?
No.
Good.
I'm remarried, sir.
Hang on.
Cool. Thank you.
What town do you live in?
I'm in Waterbury.
Okay.
And she's far away.
Thank you.
Yes.
Now it's your turn.
Yes. The domestic, I never plead guilty to anything. Those charges, what she stated that in the past there's been issues, I never been arrested in the past for any issues with her. That was the only time I have been arrested is during my divorce. And I don't understand, while the issues of threat, and witnesses. There were no witnesses there when I went to court and I done everything. I never plead guilty to anything.
That's not true.
But you were convicted.
It might have been a quick trial in one of those rooms that I might have missed something, but I was also very incompetent as a young man. I'm not incompetent anymore. You understand? So I'll do that. My wife is there. She helped me raise my daughters. And I work at Connecticut Transit. I have several state jobs since then, and I passed a lot of backgrounds. It's just the Waterbury Police Department, they hold that against you. They hold stuff against you. I come here with a new life, and I'm close to retirement. I'm be 55. I'm not far away from it. I just want to have my freedom, because I didn't have my freedom. I was a young father at the time. I was 3-4 years younger than the lady that I was married to. I was used as a slave, pretty much. A home father. I wasn't able to go get a life at the time. I was pretty much held in the house. You know, and then, of course, I'm not an experienced father. I wasn't raised with a father. You know, the father that I did have passed away. He was a World War II veteran. And what I learned from him, you know, is what I know now. And that's to slow down, live your life, and control yourself. And that's what I've been doing for 21 years.
But when you applied here, you stated that you had never been arrested.
Because I didn't have no idea of those, because like I stated, I never plead guilty to anything. Maybe sometimes they do these little speedy trials to try to get over on the case, but I never served time for any of that stuff. Only time I served was a week in prison for child support.
Don't say you never served time for any of those. Then you just told us you spent a week in
jail. For child support. It was just.
But that's still serving time.
Well, yeah, that was in Whaley. I don't consider that time. But
right, that, you got to understand. But that's a problem, because now we have to judge if what you're saying is accurate.
Yeah.
And you've contradicted yourself a couple times.
I spent a week in Whaley for child support, but it wasn't for the children that I had with the lady, with the ex-wife.
All right, but that wasn't the question. Yeah.
Did you have a permit in Utah at some point?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Do you now? Do you hold it?
I still do, yes.
When did you get that permit?
I can show you the permit.
To the chairman, Utah, if I understand correctly, does not have a suitability standard. If you have no conviction, certain disqualifying convictions, you're just issued the permit. So a lot of people will go and do that. There's no evaluation of any of the stuff we're talking about.
Yeah, but I held this in that group to be.
But
I don't even know if they have permits in Utah anymore.
So when I go to Salt Lake City next month, I should be careful.
The reason why people sought out the Utah permit is because of its large reciprocity with other states.
But not Connecticut.
No, Connecticut holds no reciprocity with any other state.
Well, I got carried because I'm a truck driver, and I was over the road, and that's why I decided.
High reciprocities with other states.
But you stated that you'd never been arrested or convicted, and in fact, both things are true.
Well, yeah, just the 1 week in prison, and when I was, just before I turned 18, it was during the time that Clinton administration, when I lived in New York, I had a fight with my brother-in-law because he was beating on my sister, and we got arrested, and he put an order of restraint on me, and he lied and said that I violated a restraint. But then
so you've been arrested.
That,
you've been arrested in New York and
yeah,
in
as a minor. Yeah, that's the only thing that I had. I mean, nothing serious here. I'm not a very violent person. I don't have a felony. I never sold drugs. And all due respect to the last person, I've never been on drugs or an alcoholic.
Okay, no one asked that though. That's not part of their case.
Family violence is a violent thing.
Yeah. Well, it's been 21 years and. I've been clean ever since. You know, I've been rehabilitated with Catholic churches, charities. I haven't been in trouble ever since. You know, I've proven myself.
Other questions? No other questions.
I have a question for him.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
How old are you today?
I'm 54. I'll be 55 in March.
And how old were you in 2005?
Maybe 35, 36, yeah.
So you were not a young man?
Well, I was an incompetent man, not anymore.
you you presented, you provided documents to the board of all the criminal cases that were disposed?
Yeah, and this, yeah, and because you guys would not give me everything that I asked for. I asked for it, they said I have to go down to the courts. When I went to the court, this is the only thing they had. Whatever files that you guys keep is your personal stuff that you guys don't give to us.
So those criminal cases were result of a criminal act, yes?
They were resolved criminally.
That's not the question I asked you. I asked you, were those cases the result of a criminal act?
It was a criminal act, but that was not...
How they were disposed is not what we're questioning here.
So...
We're questioning that there was a criminal act. How many of those...
Okay, so what criminal act? What was the criminal act? Because it wasn't a violent one.
You provided those files.
Stop, one at a time, this isn't an argument, stop. Please stop, he's gonna ask, he's asking you a question, let him finish, and then answer his question.
You provided those files to the board.
Yes.
That is up to you to disclose to the board what those charges were in those now disposed cases.
Yeah, I have sent them a copy.
Would you be able to state to the board what the charges were on those cases?
The only thing I could say is that they all say disposed. That's the only thing I could tell.
They list the charges.
They list the charges, and then the end says disposed.
Which were what?
Well, you have the breach of peace.
Okay.
Okay, and...
With who?
With an officer, because I was trying to explain to the officer. I had witnesses at the time when he came to arrest me, and he overlooked the witnesses and still arrested me.
That resulted in an arrest?
It's a misdemeanor, that's all I can say.
But that resulted in an arrest?
Yes, misdemeanor.
When was that?
He has it, he's the one that brought it up.
Well, but I'm asking you, when was that?
When was it? That was like in 2005.
Oh, also.
Yeah, that was...
And the other case? What was the other
2005, 2006, that's it.
And what were those charges?
Like I said, breach of peace, disorderly conduct. The ones with the order of restraints and stuff, those were thrown out of court. Those were disposed because they found her.
I didn't ask you about the disposition ones. I asked what the incident that resulted, the crime that resulted in your arrest was a violation of...
Protective order, yeah. Which I did. They found that I did never violate my order at the end. They found that I did not violate my order. Thank you.
Questions? Have we had final statements from both of you?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sympathetic to the appellant's current state of his life. I'm very sympathetic, and that definitely makes us, the issuing authority, happen to know that he's a productive member of society, not committing any more crimes. But that doesn't change the fact that he's applied for a pistol permit. And by his own admission, there were multiple arrests in a period of time, all related to domestic violence in some sort, violation of protective order. Protective order is put in place for exactly that, domestic violence. The one conviction that still sits on his record is for domestic violence. And having left it off, knowing full well that he did have a history, is what's concerning to the issuing authority. And that it still sits there is concerning to the issuing authority. I know that there is a window for these charges and this suitability issue, and it's still within that. So the disposition of this conviction is 2006. It is 2005, so it is still within the 20 years. So that is the stance and the position of the issuing authority, is that this denial is based off of some concerning behaviors within the window of consideration.
That's the only case that he's mentioned, but I was never able to receive that paperwork when I went down to the precinct. They would not supply me with that information. And they pretty much just told me, go to the court building, and that's the only thing I was able to get.
And listen, I'm just guessing. The reason they wouldn't give you old case reports is because those cases were erased, and they cannot release them.
Well, these are older.
Right, but the court can, some of those things. So that's why I'm just guessing.
And they found it through your...
I was told I won that case. That's all I know.
They found it through your fingerprints. So they cannot give you the rap sheet that it came from. You can get it,
okay.
You have to go down to the state police headquarters.
So why do we stand here because he's saying one thing, I'm living a different life.
All right, let us finish. I don't have anything else.
Nothing else? Dr. Johnson, did you have something?
I'm good, thank you.
Anything else?
I'm sorry?
Anything else? Any questions?
No.
Detective Johnson?
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosensweig?
I'm just going to say, normally, this started as an omission on an application. 20 years ago, a mistake, didn't understand. We get those all the time, and I'm inclined to say, all right. However, this time, we have the omission. Statements today, I've never been in jail, then I did a week in prison, he says. It's still jail. So I'm not confident that he gave an accurate application to the issuing authority, which the issuing authority deserves. You know, when they ask a question, you have to tell them. And I don't know that you understand. Did you have a conviction? Do you understand that today?
Yeah, well, I didn't understand it.
But you do understand it today.
I understand it.
So if you had an opportunity to fill out another application, you would fill it out correctly and accurately. Is that true?
Yes.
All right. Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis.
I still have issues with criminal record that clearly states family violence. I get we're in a fine line here, but not knowing you've been arrested, going to jail, but not going to jail. So, issue authority at this time.
Mr. Gray.
Clearly an issue of the discussion of your dismissed cases for me. But I also see you haven't been in trouble in 20 years.
Because I wasn't surprised. I'm sorry. I wasn't surprised with that information.
The details of the case and an argument and a witness. But still, 20 years ago, no issue, no problem, appellant.
27.
From what I'm hearing, I think the fact that you haven't disclosed those things is because in your mind you haven't done anything wrong, and in your mind those things don't exist anymore because they were a long time ago. But they do exist.
Yeah.
And that's the problem that we're wrestling with here today. So I'm sympathetic, and I agree with Mr. Gray. I'm completely sympathetic that you had a clean record for 20 years. You're kind of living in a fantasy world here. You do have a record. You do have some convictions. You do have some things that you're probably not so proud of right now. And that's what we're wrestling with. Did that outweigh the fact that you had a clean record for 20 years? So I will give you the benefit of the doubt, but it disturbs me that in your conscious mind, you know they're there. In your subconscious, I'm a good guy. I don't do anything wrong. That's what you want to believe about yourself, and that's where you are now. That's where you are now.
But I know this stuff existed. I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
I understand that. I'm just sort of doing amateur psychoanalysis here. So I'm voting for you. Good luck.
Thank you.
I vote for the issuing authority. And understand, it's a close call. But my problem is the issuing authority, and we didn't have the correct information. And we can't do an adequate analysis and review if we don't have the correct information. That's what bothers me.
So do I have an opportunity to redo everything the right way this time? I want to thank you guys. I really appreciate you hearing me out.
You can reapply to the town.
Thank you.
Okay. Before you leave, question for you.
Sure.
Oh.
Thank you.
Did you go to law school?
I did not.
Did you write the brief submitted to us about?
I did.